everyone. It's Veronica coming to you from Mindful Health Choices. I hope this finds you well on this rainy June 5th. Just wanted to come on here and just kind of, give a talk. First of all, it's the beginning of the month. I hope everyone has their goals lined up for themselves. I know I do not. I will though. I haven't really thought about, well, that's not true. I have thought about my goals. There are a couple things that I'm incorporating and a couple things that I'm taking out. I will share what I'm incorporating. So I wanted to start phase one again, from 75 hard, and it just wasn't panning out for me. It's the time of year. I'm not making excuses, but to add three more things to my list of what I'm already doing, it's just too much right now. But I promised myself that when I stopped that I was going to keep in a couple things, for the next month. Okay. So really silly. I followed this person on social media for a long time, Heidi Powell. She was, the person of The Biggest Loser. Anyways, so long story short, she swears by doing a vacuum. It's a twist where you suck in your stomach, and that, she says, is pretty much the only ab work that she does. So I've committed to that for 30 days. I know it sounds stupid, but for 30 days, I just want to see if I notice a difference. I'm still trying to do some visual work. I'm not giving it 10 minutes a day, more like 5 minutes. I'm still reading in the morning. I am still doing my 5 minute ice cold tub in the morning. So there are some things that I'm sticking with that I just want to do it for the month of June, as my goals. So I don't really have any running goals or, my workout plans changed a little bit. So just trying to be consistent on that. So I wouldn't say that I don't have goals in mind. I just don't have a huge set of goals, which is not like me, but that's okay. Where I'm going with this podcast kind of relates to that, because everything in life kind of ebbs and flows. Sometimes some months we have just like tons of goals that we want to work on, and then other months it's like, okay, just, you know, smooth sailing, you know, don't add too much because I can't add any more to my plate. The other day I was walking and I posted this daisy on my Instagram account. I really wanted to post how I was feeling, but I didn't because it was just too long of a thing. So you remember when you were a kid and you picked up a flower and you picked off the petals and you said, he loves me not, or she loves me not. Well, that's kind of what I felt like wanted to do with this particular daisy, was pick off the petals and say, I love myself not. I love myself, I love myself not. And it would be interesting to see whether at the end, the last petal standing was, I love myself or I love myself not. So I wanted to do a podcast on just loving ourselves, and I get it. It's every day we have ebbs and flows, and I think that that's really important because you want the highs and lows. Not everything can be always 100%. Sometimes you try really, really hard at things, and sometimes you just don't get there. That's okay. That's okay, because at some point you may get there. As long as you're putting in the work and you're making motion and moving and working towards what you should be working towards, that should be enough. So why was I so not? I wasn't hard on myself because I thought, oh, that's kind of cute. But that particular day, I was walking. It was raining. I was still getting in my steps, and I did think to myself for a brief moment, do I love myself? And I can honestly say, yes, I do love myself because I've done the work. But for a brief second, something was making grayness over me. I did question it for a second. Do I love myself? I haven't done that for a long time. So when I step back and try to reflect on why I would kind of be like that, I took it as in that I almost got mad at myself for like for trying to sabotage myself. Because I think I said the other in one of my podcasts that Victoria hadn't come out in a long time. And it's not that Victoria was trying to come out, but it made me realize that, you know what, Veronica, it's okay to have a moment where it's like you're unsure, you know, as long as you don't live in that state. It's okay to have a moment where you're like, wow. For a second, I went back in time, but I'm not gonna stay there. It's kind of like the old saying, like, and I tell people this, the only time I turn around to look is to see how far I've come. So maybe that was just my way of turning around for a brief second. Like, oh, you know, do I really love myself? So I think part of one of my goals this month, even though I do love myself and I do affirmations about myself and about the people that are in my life, I think it's always good to go back in and check with yourself, like, you know, to stand in the mirror maybe for and point out three things every single day that you do love about yourself. Because I think sometimes we forget to stop and look in the mirror. We forget to stop and tell ourselves, like, hey, you're looking really good today. Hey, I really like the way your hair came out. Or, hey, wow, your biceps are getting huge. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. I think so many times we focus on the things that we want instead of the things that we have. And I think, that, again, it's human nature to kind of do that. Like, it's easy to get caught up in that. Because of the way society is, but I don't play those games anymore. I don't want to be that person that's, wishing or wanting time away, or, I can't wait for, life is just too short. So, if I don't have it in this moment and I don't see it in the future, I'll make it happen if it's something that I really want. So I guess I just wanted to come on here with you guys today and just kind of briefly, you know, ask yourselves, you know, are you, I guess it goes back to self-care. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you loving yourself? Are you taking the time to do the things that you need to do along with being the best version of yourself? You know, have you taken that bubble bath? Have you done your journaling? Have you done your gratitude work? Have you just sat in the afternoon and had a cup of tea and read? When was the last time we did that? So I think it's all connected. I think as people, and I'm not going to just classify men or women because I think we're both in this equally, but I think so many times we're so busy in life. Just like me walking by that daisy the other day, if you get a chance, look on my Instagram post. It's very beautiful with the water repelling and almost looks like there's a space inside the center of the flower. But you know, I walk by these clumps of flowers or run by, cause I've been walking every afternoon, and it just called out to me. I'm like, wow, such beauty. Just this little patch of daisies on the side of the road, just minding its own business. But so many times we walk by things like that, and we just don't take the time to stop and enjoy them. You know, as I say, to stop and smell the flowers. So I invite you guys to just stop and smell the flowers. When you take your walk in the afternoon or in the morning, listen to the birds. If you have time in the afternoon, have that cup of tea and read that book that you've been wanting to read. Or, you know, lately I've been back into my genealogy. I've been taking time every night before dinner and just kind of going through it. That kind of ebbs and flows for me. I find great pleasure in like learning something new about my heritage, about my ancestors. But it's something I don't want to take a lot of time on. So it's short and sweet. So not everything has to be for huge chunks of time to reap the benefit. Maybe it's to walk out back in your bare feet and just connect with Earth, with Mother Nature. So I think that it's all connected in the fact that you have to do that stuff in order to love yourself. The self-care, the affirmations, the gratitude, the goals. I think it all goes together. I know this sounds like, you know, this podcast is definitely, it's coming from my heart. It's not, I did not do any outlines. So this is just coming from me sitting at my desk. I'm talking to you as if I am having a conversation with you in the room. It's kind of going here, there, and everywhere. But there was a couple different points that I just really been thinking about that I just wanted to get across to you guys that listen to me on a regular basis, because I think that I haven't talked about self-care in a while, and it's not that I'm not doing it, because I am doing it, just in smaller doses this time of year. And just remember, self-care can look whatever, however it wants to look to you, whatever brings you joy, whatever brings you happiness. Self-care can be, you know, it could be going to the gym, you know, it could be, you know, taking that 10-mile walk, whatever brings you happiness. And as long as you're happy doing it, then I do believe that that is a form of self-care. And self-care the next day could look totally different. It could be that you are going to take that nice hot tub and just relax. I want to go back on the goals thing, because I do believe that goals are important, and they all do tie in together, because, you know, my goals are very different for this month. And you should set goals because it does make you want to achieve them. And where am I going with this? Maybe your goal for month of June is to really take 10 minutes a day for self-care, to stop and really love yourself. Maybe it is to stop in front of the mirror every day and say three things that you love about yourself. I don't know what that, whatever that looks like to you. I think that you should do it. And I think that we should all love ourselves. I think we should all take time out of our day to reflect on, how amazing our bodies are, that our bodies work for us every single day, that our mind is there, that we have the ability to go out for a walk, or we have the ability to go for a run, or we have the ability to use our finger to call our loved ones. So that goes along with gratitude. Most days when I do my gratitude work, I'm thankful for one particular body part. I mean, not every single day, but most days, like, you know, I think the other day it was my hair. Today it was my eyes. So this conversation was not planned. I hope someone can resonate with the fact that if you're feeling down on yourself, to go back in and check with yourself, check why you're feeling down, why you'd have that self-doubt. Chances are you're not doing enough for yourself. You're not taking time for yourself. You're not setting your goals. Or if you're setting your goals, you're really not meeting them, because they don't seem as important to you as they should be. So I hope everyone is well. I need to somehow have you guys start sharing or subscribing to my podcast. They've changed it, so... Sorry. Oh, that's another thing. Sorry. I'm just going to put this out there, because I just took a drink. I'm committed for the month of June to drink my apple cider vinegar water, lemon water with 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in it every day. It's supposed to be great for blood levels, sugar levels, and all that other stuff. So we'll see. We'll see if it makes a difference. It certainly is not, it's not going to hurt me, and it's an inexpensive thing to do. So, I need to figure out a way to, get my podcast out there a little bit more. So if I could get some likes or some reviews, that would be awesome. Cause I can't, they won't let me, they've changed it. So you can't do a commercial. So, and not that it's about getting paid, cause I certainly don't make that much money on it. That's for sure. I think going forward, I do enjoy doing my podcast. I just don't do enough of them. I was pretty consistent in the beginning, and then, you know, you have that self-doubt, do people really want to listen to it and all that stuff. So I guess that would be a really interesting way for me to see if people really do like my podcast, if people could share it, if it resonates with someone that you, or resonates with you, or someone in your life that you think could benefit from it, please share it. that would be awesome. And any feedback would be great. So I hope this finds everyone well, and we'll talk soon.